fucking podcast. Fucking podcast. Fucking podcast.
Do you guys know why nobody else at school likes hanging out with you? Because you're always doing stuff like this. You're always coming up with some stupid idea to do something, and then it backfires, and then you end up in some foreign country or in outer space or something. That's why no one likes hanging out with you guys.
All systems go! Prepare for countdown! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion!
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, November 13th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And I'm Danny.
And thank you, motherfuckers, so much being with us. The Friday Night Show, episode number 271. Happy Friday the 13th.
Yeah, you had a pretty good one.
Enjoy your penis. I'll tell you something, you only get one in this life. Well, you could probably get another one, but
Burger
only
says, "And there went one of Matt's stitches."
But I don't feel it because I am A-okay. Oh, fuck, man! Thank you guys so much for being with us. I know it's really late, later than we usually start a show, but I was waiting today. I spent more time waiting than I did anything else. But yeah, thank you guys so much again for being with us. Thank you for the support, the kind words of well wishes. Thank you for everyone who was an asshole. Appreciate that hugely.
No problem.
If you guys are listening, yeah, you in particular, my own fucking girlfriend, love
hey,
that.
You gave me shit before mine. I was way more invasive.
I know.
I had way more to be scared about.
I'm an asshole.
You are.
But yeah, if you guys are at thejamhole.com/live watching the live show, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit and I'll read it, or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. All phone lines are currently open.
Woo.
Holy shit.
Yeah?
Let me tell you something.
Well, yesterday was my dad's birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Mike.
Yep,
Michael.
Mike, he turned
happy birthday.
54.
Wow, 4 years better than what my dad made it.
And I went up to his house because I almost forgot it was his birthday. Like, I remembered it earlier in the week, and then I spaced it and forgot about it. Then he called me and asked me to come up. And I was like, yeah, okay. And
except that I'm supposed to be fucking the holy shit out of my boyfriend because he is going to have surgery tomorrow. But hey, that's cool. No big deal.
But I, you know, I don't want to be a douchebag to my dad and say, no, I got to stay home and fuck my boyfriend rather than party for your birthday. You know, no big deal.
And that's why I wasn't that mad at you. I was a little upset at first because I was like, we were supposed to fuck tonight. I'm nervous as shit, and you're leaving me alone the night before my birth, or not my birthday, the night before my surgery.
You would have been a grumpy asshole the whole night. I'm kind of glad I was out of the house.
I was, and if you go to thejamhole.com and read the Wednesday night show notes, actually, let me, I'm going to give you a little, what do you call it?
Preview?
Descriptive what? Reading. I'll read you guys the Wednesday night show notes, just the first paragraph. This is what I had in my head was going to happen to me. And I read, "It's now the evening of Thursday, November 12th, 2009, and I just got finished up another long, back-breaking day of work. The only thought running laps in my mind has been the surreal fact that in the next 24 hours, I will have my first ever surgery. The kicker is that the first surgery I get to experience just so happens to be on my dick. Yeah, I thought the same exact thing, too. Lucky me. I imagine it going a little something like this. I arrive at noon, greeted with smiles from both sides of the facility. I will, of course, have to fill out more paperwork. Of course. They will offer me some water. Being slightly parched from my conventional nervousness, I will graciously accept the little paper cup. I down it in one big gulp, and I instantly know something is off. Too late. The water has a weird taste. Must be Culligan. Oh, fuck, here we go. Everything starts imprudently shifting, eyes getting blurry, head getting fuzzy, equilibrium all fucked up, brain dizzy. Watch out for the floor, Matt. Shit. I'm somehow caught in mid-fall by a large man pushing a wheelchair. Where did he come from, I think to myself. Weird. As I drift in and out of consciousness, he wheels me into the operating room, where my now limp body is carefully transferred onto the cold, lifeless metal that is the surgery table. Nightmarish imagery flashes in and out of my mind's eye, taking bits and pieces from what my real eyes are seeing and transforming them into something reminiscent of a horror fest movie. I'm surrounded by a group of people I do not know, all waiting for the Harbinger to raise the mighty scalpel and bury it into my shaft. In a ritualistic sacrifice of sorts, the group joins hands as they chant the ancient words. This is the exorcist. This is my penile exorcism of a down. Okay, that was a stretch. The demon that has made my Woody Woodpecker its home will be forcefully ejaculated, but not without putting up a fight. Somehow it feels like the demon is holding on. It doesn't want to leave. They never leave quietly, and not without fucking some shit up first. I can feel the tentacles tightening their grasp on whatever part of my corpus spongiosum they are entangled in. I feel them loosen with each swipe of the blade. I can hear the shrieks of the dying demon within. Should have chosen another place to hole up in, demon. In this battle, you will not emerge the victor. I will. I already have. One down, two to go. In the quantum universe, this is all said and done. I'm back home relaxing, nursing my wound, icing my cock and balls. Then again, in another universe, something went horribly wrong, and they had to amputate my Captain Hook. Let's all wish me luck. And scene.
Yeah, I'm so glad I was not here last night.
That's how I kind of pictured it. All of them, like, in a circle around me chanting, Lactose Dominus, Lactose Dominus.
So, before we get into your whole surgery thing.
Oh, please.
I went up to my dad's house last night. Thank God my mom left about 20 minutes after I got there for
Thank
work.
Thank God.
Which was really lovely. So, it was just me, my dad, and my brother. And they had got some weed or whatever for dad for his birthday.
Of course.
And it was pretty good weed, I have to say. And my dad's like, hey, it's my birthday. You didn't smoke with me my last birthday. Or the birthday before that. He's like, you have to smoke
when,
now.
For my own curiosity, when did you stop smoking weed? Like, how old were you? excuse my face.
I haven't. I don't know.
Like, when's the last time you remember? Smoking.
Like being a habitual pothead.
Well, no, just smoking.
Probably about three or four years ago.
Hmm.
3.5 years ago, something like that, while I was in Florida. But, like, I was a serious pothead, like, you know, through high school and all that. Through middle school, high school, and up until I was probably about 18 or 19. And then I stopped, kind of, and, you know, back and forth here and there. But I just grew out of it or whatever. So last night my dad's like, you gotta smoke with me, it's my birthday.
Of course.
He's like, you know, we gotta hang out, have some fun. I'm like, all right, whatever.
So you smoked.
Yeah.
You little motherfuck.
And I took a hit and I'm like, okay, cool, I remember this. And
was
then,
it good or was it that
yeah,
shitty
it was
ass
good.
Really?
It was good.
I find that hard to believe.
No, it was good. Okay. Not like the medical shit you get, but it was like a little
nothing's
below
like the medical
that,
shit
but it was
I,
good.
Yeah.
But I seriously had 3 hits and I was fucking blazed.
Burger says, was it laced with meth?
I wish, dude. No.
Yeah. Meth's
no.
fun.
But after 3 hits, I was fucking tore up and just blown away. And they're like, we need to watch a movie. And I'm like, yeah, let's watch a movie. And they're like, what do you want to watch? I'm like, check this out. And I go over to the fucking little DVD rack they have. And I go all the way to the end, and I pull out a movie that's just covered in dust. I'm like, dude.
Labyrinth.
Popeye? Like, let's watch Popeye. Dude, in every song I sang along with it, dude. It was like, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Wow.
I'm strong to the finish, because I eat me spinach.
There went the other fucking stitch.
My favorite part
Fantastic.
Of that movie is when he finds his dad. He's like, we got the same bulgy arms. He's like, no resemblance. He's like, we got the same squinty eyes.
We both
like,
have cancer.
Squinty eyes?
We both have cancer in our arms and weird cataracts in
but,
our
like,
eyes.
I loved that movie when I was a kid, dude. Like, it was the coolest thing. And to see Robin Williams skinny and young, it was just like, oh, man, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
so,
that
and
was...
being high, I was like, fuck yeah, let's watch Popeye,
that
dude.
Was a lot of CGI.
It was
Robin,
great, though.
For good old Rob.
But, so we watched that and shit, and my brother ended up passing it. Actually, he walked out of the bathroom in his underwear, and I fucking, like, kind of freaked for a
Your
second.
Your brother?
Yeah. I'm like, dude, he, like, walked right in front of me, like, in between me and the TV. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Put on some clothes, please. He's like, dude, this is my house. I walk around in my underwear. I'm like, dude, I even walk around in my own house in my underwear, man. That creeps me out.
Did you smoke your brother under the table?
No.
Okay.
I used to. Dude, I remember the first time I got in the smoke pod. It was hilarious. I filled up my purple double bubble and just filled it up milky white, pulled the stem and said, here, suck this.
Nice.
He drooled all over his pants. It was funny.
That kind of sounds like my first blowjob. Here, suck
no,
this.
No, but seriously, dude, like, I hadn't smoked pot in so long. And, I, you know, like, I remember how to smoke. Don't get me wrong. So, like, when I grabbed this pipe, I hit on it like I used to hit on it back in high school. And I'm like, fucking puff, 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 puff. And then blow it. Will you stop that, please?
Sorry.
It's aggravating. But, like, you know, I take these monster hits, and I'm like, and then I feel it in my lungs, and I'm like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have done that. And, like, yeah. It's just horrible. Like, I remember in Florida, one of the last times I smoked, my friends got me to hit a gravity bong with a 2-liter and a 3-liter bottle and cleared the whole fucking thing. And I sat there, and I was like, oh, my God, I need to go home now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I remember so, last night why I stopped smoking pot.
What did you guys do then? You just got totally baked and chilled?
Yeah, I got ripped, cooked some cool stuff.
Birthday cake?
No birthday cake. We don't do birthday
really?
Cake. Dude, we don't, fuck that shit. We don't do that all shit.
All right. Just curious.
But, and plus, Dad was too lazy to cook anyway. We cooked some, like, you know, regular shit. But, and while you were going through surgery, because I wanted to be there with you, but you were like, no,
my
I don't
brother
want you there.
Wanted to be there. My stepdad wanted to be there. I was like, no, I don't want anyone to see me like this. I don't want your support. I'm at my most vulnerable. Leave me the fuck alone. I'll be fine.
But, like, so since you didn't want to do that, you know, I was like, I went in my brother's room and I found his fucking tag.
Dildo? Oh, tag.
His tag for deer.
Oh.
And I was like, all right, cool. He hasn't used it yet. And Dad's like, you want to go shoot something? I'm like, fuck yeah, I do.
Fuck yeah.
And so I'm like, Dad, I don't want to go walking out by myself, you know.
Right, because
like,
you're
Hawaii,
still.
And I'm like, my gut's still kind of hurt.
Yeah, you're still not healed very completely.
He's like, here, how about this? You go walk by yourself, you shoot something, come back, and I'll come help you get it. And I'm
nice.
Like, all right, I can handle that. So I go out by myself, and there's an easy trail to go up, and it's like kind of like a flat road where they used to do logging and stuff back there that you can go up. But you have to go up and then over to the left, and then up, and then over to the right, and then up, and over to the left. So I don't like
Excuse
taking
me.
That.
I'm
I just
face.
Go straight through all the fucking brush and shit. And so I think I kind of hurt myself. But
huh. Was it worth it? Did you kill anything?
No, all I saw was a bunch of does, and they were kind of all laid up, so it looked like the bucks weren't going to be out right about then.
Yeah.
So, but I did see a bunch of does, and it was really cool, because I got pretty close to them and
do
stuff.
Re mi fa sol la ti do.
I wish I could have shot a doe, though, because there was a big one out there, too, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, dude, you would make some sweet fucking jerky.
Fuck yeah. So on Thursday, yesterday, I get all my shit loaded up, and I go off on my route, and, you know, I got to take care of my first few stops, and I feel it. I'm like, oh, boy, I got to poop. So I fucking head back to the office. I take the most majestic dump ever. I clogged the fuck out of that toilet.
In the bathroom with the plunger?
Mm-hmm. If you guys are following the jamhole.com. If you guys are following the jamhole.com/Twitter, you will have read that, and I was fucking proud of it. And it's awesome because the girls are always like, they always blame it on me. Like, every time the toilet's clogged, it's automatically my fault.
But it never is, and now this time it is.
I'm like, it's not me. I always unclog that shit. It's either the boss's son or Ryan, you know? It's not me. So I clogged the fuck out of it, and I came out, and I'm like, all right. This time, it was me. I clogged the toilet. I didn't tell him I plunged it. I just, like, said that and left. Get out to the truck, And guess who's got another flat tire? If you are, again,
did
on,
you really?
On the jamhole.com/Twitter, there was
a... Is that
a,
what that was? Oh, God. Okay.
There was a twit pic of... Or it's on the mobile uploads on Facebook.
See, I just visited
it's,
the forums, and all I saw was the little picture in the corner. I didn't bother to look and see who did it, because I was like, no, I couldn't have had another flat tire.
Yeah, you know. I could have. So... Guess who knew how to change it this time?
You did.
This guy. Fuck yeah. So I was just so pissed, though. Like, it figured. I just got done with the most wonderful dump of my life, probably. And I come out, and I, like, I throw it in reverse, and I start going backwards, and I'm like, ah, fuck, this feels familiar. God damn it. And I get out.
Yeah, but it was probably so much easier this time.
Totally flat. Like, completely flat. So... I fucking, you know, changed that shit, and I got going, and everything was all good. I've noticed the more I'm using my droid, still love it, by the way.
Good.
The more I use it, again, I'm blown away by the functionality of this device. It is the most amazing device I've ever fucking used. It, oh, man, it's beautiful. When it's in the car, Doc... I think my droid is watching me. I think it stares at me because I look at it and I see myself looking back at me because it's so new and shiny.
Shiny and shit.
I can see my reflection perfectly.
Check yourself and out in it instead of pulling down your fucking blinder thing with your mirror.
Like the whole time I'm driving, I keep glancing over at it and it's me glancing back at me and I'm like... Stop looking at me! You're making me self-conscious.
Your droid's watching
my
you.
My droid is totally fucking watching me. It's fucking... It's kind of creepy, but it is fucking awesome still. Love it.
Good.
So, I'm supposed to be at the hospital here up in Whitefish, North Valley Hospital. Beautiful facility. Brand new stuff. It's an amazing hospital. Be there at noon. I'm like, all right.
All right.
I get there, I go drop the truck off at the office, my mom meets me, picks me up, you know, we head up there, and it's a little early, we get there probably around 11:30, she's like, you know, should we just drive around, or should we just go, and maybe they can bring you in early? I'm like, yeah, maybe, you know, they can bring me in early, at least.
Because I showed up to mine, and within 10 minutes, I was in the room, and
getting
in my fucking gown and
now,
shit.
Now, and this is in Kalispell.
Mine was a priority surgery.
Right.
So.
See, mine, I could have lived the rest of my life.
My doctor was like, let's get her in here and get this fucking done.
Right. I could have lived the rest of my life easily and not had any problems.
No,
so,
you couldn't have. You would have picked the fuck out of it.
Well, possibly, but... So
no, not possibly, definitely, and it would swell up like a mushroom again, and you'd cry.
No, we get there at...
What's wrong with my penis? I'd be like, well, did you pick it? No. Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. I was squirting. It was gross.
That was so gross. We went out to the fucking park, and it just exploded in your pants.
And if you want to hear more about that, thejamhole.com/250.
Oh, my
$5 to download, or you can watch the trailer for free.
It's
Anyways.
Funny when your penis explodes in another way other than coming, so...
Yeah, it came all right.
Yeah, it came in blood and pus.
So, you know, we get there, and they're
Thank
like...
God, that won't happen anymore.
They're like, you're a little early. I'm like, yeah, we know. And they're like, you know, have a seat and everything. I believe that the new way of using anesthesia is to make you wait until you fall asleep and then they wheel you in. I think that's what they were doing because I waited for a good fucking 2 hours. Meantime, of course, you all know anticipation is the worst fucking part. And now... I've never had a surgery or a broken bone. You know, like I said before, the worst thing I've ever had done was 3 stitches in my knee when I was in second grade. So I have no idea what to expect. So, like I read you on thejamhole.com on Wednesday show notes, like all these different scenarios are collapsing waveforms in my brain over and over and over again, and none of them end up well. Not at all. So I'm sitting there just nervous as fuck. And I'm like, all right, I think I'm just going to leave. I don't think I want to do this.
I know your mom had called me right as you went in and she's like, you don't understand. He was ready to fucking leave. She's like,
only,
I had to keep him here.
I'm going to be honest. You guys know, you know, I went through some opiate addiction problems for, you know, a good 10 years of my life. The only reason that I went through with it was that I just kept telling myself, once it's done, they're going to give you some pain pills, and you'll actually be able to legally enjoy them. And I was like, all right. So we finally get in there, and this guy, he's, like, making small talk, like, nice ink, where'd you get your tats done? And I'm just, like, shaking, holding back tears every time I had to open my mouth to say something. Like, I almost literally started crying because I was so freaked out. And my mom's in the room with me, and she's asking me.
Were you in
me,
a waiting room with other people? Or
no,
were you
not
in
at
your
this,
own room thing?
In my own room
in
at this point.
In the gown and everything?
I started out in the waiting room, and I was okay. I was
how
nervous.
How long were you in the waiting room with all the other people and shit?
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half. And
I didn't
how
get,
long were you in the room in your gown with the IV in and all that shit?
As long as I remember, probably another half hour, 45 minutes.
That's about
but,
normal. That's how long I was
so
in there for.
So this guy's making small talk and shit, and I'm just, like, ignoring him pretty much. I'm like, just do what you gotta do. He's, you know, telling me how nice and awesome my veins are, and I'm like, okay, just do, you know, I don't want to hear anything. And he's like, I'm not going to do anything to you that's going to make you feel uncomfortable, and I'm not going to do anything that's going to hurt you. I will explain everything I'm doing before I do it. So he's like, you know, here's the alcohol
that's
swab.
Good. That's good.
Here, and he was a very nice guy, but I was not.
They understand. They know. And especially with your penis. I mean, you're talking to a guy doctor that does this for a living, operating
on penises.
Well, and this wasn't
even the doctor. This was the nurse still.
Well, still, they understand what you're going in for, and they deal with these patients every day. You're lucky that you got caring fucking nurses and stuff, because, dude, I had nice nurses. One nice nurse when I came out. The nurse I had going in, the one that's on the video, she was kind of a fucking snatch.
Berger says, and this is the start of Matt's downfall to another run with drugs. Nay, it is not, because
not
as
be.
Soon as I'm done with these drugs they gave me, I go right back on my Suboxone, no fucking problems. Berger says, Matt has good veins. I have amazing veins, thank you very much. And Flopzera says, Mommy was there? Did she bring your blankie? No, they actually had blankets there for
some pretty
me.
Nice heated blankets, too, which is kind of nice.
But I think a lot of it is I've always been freaked out about surgeries. I always told myself that if I made a choice in my...
I had nightmares and shit about it before I went in, dude, so I know what you mean.
I made a choice back in the day when I was younger, for one, to never work fast food, which I've kept up. For two, if I ever had to have surgery, I would just kill myself.
See,
so,
check this out. I had the worst fucking dream about two nights before I actually had the surgery. I didn't really tell you anything about it because it was really freaky. But imagine they give you the fucking anesthesia, right? And it knocks you out, but you're not out. Like, you can see and hear and feel everything, but you just can't move. And so you're just paralyzed on the table, and then they start fucking jamming that thing down your throat to open your airways to make the machine breathe for you. And then you see the doctor with the fucking scalpels and shit, and they're redder, you know, getting everything ready. And then you feel them fucking cut into you, and I fucking wake up.
It's funny that you bring that up.
That shit freaks me out.
Because back when I went through my first bout with drug rehab and stuff, I was looking into this thing called rapid detox. And basically what they do, you go in there, they knock you out, and then when you're under, they inject you with, what is it, naloxone? It's some sort of opiate thing that wipes all your opiate receptors clean. So you, excuse my face, you go through instant withdrawals, but you're out for most of it. Now, the reason I didn't do this was because I read quite a few horror stories where people were dreaming, but their dreams were so realistic, and they said for being out 8 hours, it felt like 5 years of their life had gone by. It was like Vanilla Sky. They were living it, and they were going through these withdrawals and, like, trying to kill themselves and shit, and they weren't dying in this dream. And they said that really fucked up their psyche, you know? So I stayed away from doing that, but that's kind of what that sounds like. Like, you're awake, but you're paralyzed, so you can't tell the doctor. Like, I can actually feel you cutting into me, so... But, So he's putting my IV in and all that shit, and he's like, you know, do you want anything to help calm you down? And I'm like, I need anything you have. And he's like, all right. And, you know, he gives me one shot of something. He referred to it as Valium on steroids.
Yeah, that's what they gave me. It was like, I'm like, what is this that you're giving me? And they're like, oh, it's like Valium, but a lot
on
stronger.
On steroids. And I forget what it was called. But he's like, I have as much of this as you need. I'm like, cool, you know. And he injected the first one into the IV. And I kind of feel it, and I'm still really nervous and almost crying. And I felt bad because every time my mom would say something, I didn't want to answer her because if I talked, I would start crying. So I was ignoring her. And finally, I was like, Mom, can you please just go the fuck away right now? And I felt bad, but
yeah.
I don't know what else to do. I didn't want to start crying
that
right
really
there.
That really makes me wish I was there because no, I would have just been quiet.
I would have told you
to
go the fuck away also. I didn't want to be touched. I was very uncomfortable, very vulnerable. I'm naked with these dumb socks on and the robe thing laying in this bed, so my balls are just hanging out, and it was just awkward. It was the most vulnerable and uncomfortable I think I've been in a very long time.
Well, yeah, so, dude. I mean, I'm okay when I go into a hospital. I mean, I've been into a hospital, you know, quite a few more times than you have.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not a big deal for me to be in a little fucking gown moo-moo thing.
Guitar Hero Dave says, Valroids?
Yeah. But it's not a big deal for me to be in a gown naked and stuff and walking around with IVs in my arm and shit and chilling. That doesn't bother me. You know, when they slap the fucking, like, head net thing on you and...
See, I was out for that.
Well, he's my anesthesiologist thought it was funny to throw it on while we were recording. He's like, here you go, have a hat.
Bleak. How about new rule, when you're operating, no jokes.
I like the anesthesiologist. He was pretty funny and I liked him. Like, I knew terms that he didn't know. I was like, and you're supposed to breathe for me while I'm unconscious? I don't like that.
Word to that,
he
sucker.
He was like, yeah, we could use a different kind of anesthesia, the kind that goes in through the spine.
How about
you
use the kind?
I don't remember what it's called. I'm like, you mean regional anesthesia? Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, how about you use the kind that knocks me the fuck out?
I know, right?
So he's telling me while he's doing this, like, you know, a side effect of this Valroids is amnesia. You're not probably going to remember much of what happened. I'm like, perfect. Keep it coming. I don't want to remember any of this shit.
See, I totally remember everything all the way up until I saw him putting the fucking anesthesia in my damn IV. And I was like, is that the stuff? He's like, that's the stuff. I'm like, all right, cool. And I was out, and then I woke up in the fucking room again.
Oh, and another thing I'm thinking of, like, the night beforehand, last night and today, I'm thinking, okay, the doctor, he's seen my dick, he's touched my dick, he's examined it, that's cool and all. He's going to be doing the surgery. Now, during said cutting of the surgery, who's holding the dick?
Nobody's holding the dick.
Was there just a stranger in there that's the designated dick holder, the cock handler?
No, I guarantee you what he did.
Was he holding it and cutting it? Or
I think so, because which way did he cut it? Did he cut it long ways or sideways?
Flopzilla says, did you wake up and nurses were pointing and snickering? And Bird35 says, probably in a clamp. Well,
it
here,
could
if
have been
you,
the clamp,
if
probably.
You look at thegemhole.com/live camera1, here's a little diagram of my penis. Now, this isn't life size. Obviously, my dick is much larger than this. If you look right, meow, these are the incision points. And that's exactly how they were made, I guess.
Okay.
Like I said, I haven't seen them yet. But I have two incision points, right, meow, and right, meow, four stitches, meow, 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 and meow, 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 per incision point. So I have eight stitches altogether. Right, meow, this diagram, this is where the actual cyst was. This is my, what did I call it? Spongiosum? Corpus spongiosus or something. I forget what it's called.
Your bottom
but
vein.
But that's
thing.
The bottom part. The middle, that's the tube, your urethra. The top part is where all the veins and the blood goes. Here's where my cysts were. He ended up removing three of the cysts.
So there was a large cyst and then two other cysts.
Right.
Like on
and
it, kind of? Or?
Berger says they should have used glue. Yeah. Now, so what did you ask?
Was it, because it looks like on the diagram there that there was one big cyst, right? And then two right. smaller ones and like on top of it.
That's how it started out. I had just one cyst, but over the, you know, 10, 15 years of me fucking with it, I've felt them pop inside. I felt them split apart.
They branched apart.
I've tried
yeah.
to cut them open a couple times personally because I thought they were just big zits and just.
You don't get zits on your dick.
I
dude.
Made them multiply, I believe. Sure.
Sure.
So, I get the Valroids more, and...
I think that this is how he did it, though. Well, I don't... Now, if he cut it long ways, which he did not do, he would have been able to hold your dick with his fingers and then just sliced it the other way, but...
He said he cut it this way so it would heal better.
Yeah.
And another weird thing he said was that, I gave you an artificial erection to make sure that the stitches would hold.
It's not an artificial erection if my dick is hard. Thanks.
So I have blue balls because of you. Thanks, doctor. You could have at least, you know,
finished
it up. But I was like, that's weird. How did you do that?
He probably gave you a stimulant.
He gave me a blowjob.
He gave you a stimulant, I'm telling you right now. That's probably...
A dick stimulant?
No, that's probably how they did the surgery. Dude,
Viagra?
To do the just... Shut up. I don't know.
I don't either. I
Some
was
kind
asleep.
Of a stimulant. I have no idea what kind of stimulant they would use to give you a hard-on to operate on your dick. I don't
I believe
know.
It was his hand in an up-and-downward motion.
I don't think Hopefully, doctors do that.
So I may be bisexual now. I don't know.
Anyways, but I think they probably did the surgery with you having an erection because that would be the easiest way
I don't think he did. I don't think he did.
Or he could have just pulled it and stretched it to do it.
That's
I mean,
what I think happened. He said the Burger says, Matt got a prostate rub. Guitar Hero Dave says, the doctor says, I hope I don't accidentally cut it off. Just kidding.
Not cool. He should have brought in a picture of that one that whoever sent us last night and been like,
Mike
I'm
Boudet.
Sorry, this is what happened.
Mike Boudet, you droid-hating punk-ass motherfucker. I did not appreciate
that.
That
was a picture from the Lorena Bobbitt case, I
Is
believe.
Is that? Really?
Yeah.
For reals?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
That's
fucked
up.
Because that was
up.
A court case picture.
Yeah?
I do believe that was Lorena Bobbitt's work, handiwork.
So,
there.
You know, he gives me the second shot or, excuse my face, third shot of the Valroids. Tells me, you know, you're not,
What
hiccups.
The hell's wrong with you?
Hiccups.
Stop it.
You're not going to remember much of this, and I'm like, good. And I remember chilling in the bed. I was listening to the new Big Mouse episode from last night.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I know, I'm getting wheeled back into the room I thought I was just
you probably
in.
Nodded out, and then they just gave you the anesthesia while
I
nodded
think so.
Out.
And I wake up as they're parking me, you know? So I didn't
yeah.
really snooze much. I wake up, and I sit up out of bed, and I'm like... Kind of looking around, looking around, getting my bearings, and I'm like...
Checking your shit. I hate that, waking up in a totally different room than where you were.
If you haven't seen it yet, take a look...
Was it the same waiting room?
Take a look at thegemhole.com camera one. I wake up with this around me.
Now, when I went out, like... I went out being wheeled... I was wheeled into the surgery room, and I met everybody in there... And I, you know, I remember him putting the shit in the IV and then I was out and then I wake up in my waiting room again. And that freaks me out. When I pass out somewhere and wake up somewhere else, that freaks me out. And when I wake up in pain and pissed off because I have a catheter, ugh, I was pissed, dude. I don't like that at all. It's like being wasted and passing out in a parking lot and waking up in your bedroom. It's like, I don't understand how I got here. Can you stop doing that, please?
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
So I wake up with this thing on, and I'm like,
Bird
what
says,
the
no!
fuck? What the fuck? This, wearing this thing for as long as I've been wearing it today totally reminds me of why I hate wearing underwear.
Well, underwear are nothing like that, thank God.
Well, and I, like I said, I've told the story about how
That's
I
like
used
a
to,
diaper.
How I used to play baseball, and I was on the all-star team and all that shit, catcher, pitcher, extraordinaire, hitting home runs, whatever. We always had to wear these things, but instead of having a big giant burrow of soft, you know, gauze wrap,
it was a fucking
it
hard
was a cup. It yeah. was a fucking plastic big gulp cup. And
those aren't cool. They dig into your sides and shit, your groin and stuff. Ooh, if you actually get kicked up or something in there, doesn't it like actually hurt the sides?
A little bit, but hurting the sides is much better than the alternative, for sure.
But that's got to be uncomfortable.
So I wake up and I got this big old diaper thing around and I'm like, huh.
It's done.
Must be all done. And they're like, oh, you're awake now. You know, go ahead and relax. And I'm like, I want to go home. So I get up and they take out, you know, all the stuff and I go take a piss. I get myself dressed and they make me eat a few crackers or whatever to show them that I'm cool. They were super impressed. Well, not impressed. Surprised, I guess is the word. They were very surprised that I was up and moving and knew what I was doing. I was able to piss. I ate. I did everything.
Yeah.
No problem.
When I came out and stuff, they were surprised that it took me 8 shots of Dilaudid to stop crying.
Again, we cannot compare our two surgeries. Yours was nothing. Or mine was nothing compared to yours. Yours was, wow. Mine was whatever.
They kind of thought, they were like, I don't understand why she's still having, like, I heard the nurses talking and stuff. They're like, I've already given her 6 shots of Dilaudid. She shouldn't still be crying.
Well, and they knew before I went into it that I had a really high tolerance. You know, 6 shots of Dilaudid for you ain't going to do shit for me. So
they didn't do shit for me either at that point because I had so much pain. So eight was about right. But then after having 8 shots of Dilaudid, still being fucked up from the anesthesia and stuff, I still got up and got dressed by myself.
And
they're like, do you need help? I'm like, no, fuck off. I'll do it myself.
I drank a lot of water and stuff, and I did everything they told me to. I didn't eat after midnight last night. I took the shower last night with the weird scrub, shower this morning. You know, like I did everything except for the smoking. They're like, try not to smoke cigarettes 24 hours in advance. I'm like, hey, yeah, right.
See, they just told me, they're like, you know, just be careful about how much you smoke. People get nervous and they smoke too much before they go in for surgery. And then when they come out, they're coughing a lot. And when you cough, it's going to hurt your stomach. Okay.
Right.
So from being in the anesthesia and they put that tube down your throat and stuff, it aggravates your airways even more. And you've been smoking a bunch because you're nervous. It pisses off your throat and stuff and you end up coughing a bunch. So I found that out the hard way because I did smoke a bunch right beforehand and I did have to cough.
And I thought back to that because, you know, I was with you and we were smoking a cig outside before you went in.
You heard
and
me cough. I'm like, ow.
Yeah. And so, you know, I get dressed. Burger says, have you gotten a boner yet? Just the artificial one.
At least it wasn't anything to do with your fucking abdomen muscles, dude. Because seriously, that limits your mobility so hardcore. You can't cough. You can't sneeze. You can't cry. You can't bend. You can't lean back. You can't. It sucks.
Yeah. And that's where the majority of the pain comes from, is that they had to cut through your muscles, probably, you know, anything else that's in the way there. Mine, he sliced the skin open, which a lot of it was scar tissue from my slicing the skin open, and, you know, it was all good. So it's not something that I'm going to have a bunch of pain for. And he said I could probably go back to work Monday if I wanted to.
Good.
But I think I might milk a day. I deserve it.
I think you should, you know, just try and relax a little bit and see how you feel and stuff. Because, you know, I know it's not in a very dangerous place, like muscle-wise and stuff, that you're going to pull anything. But you could still hurt yourself by picking something up and it smacks you in the dick, you know?
That is definitely true.
You should give it a little while to kind of, you know, at least try and get that the slices to actually heal back together.
Right.
You know, and don't, you know, run around and get all sweaty. Cause if you get sweaty in your junk, I mean, you could get infected. You don't want your dick infected.
And it is a very, you know, sweaty, easily infected area of the body. And Berger says, did you really need to be put under, or was that to prevent you from freaking out?
It was to prevent him from freaking out.
Probably. I'm okay with that.
You really didn't have to go under for that. Fucking chicks have C-sections and don't go under.
And Zofu says, do most people get knocked out for getting an external cyst removed? Aren't vasectomies usually done with just local numbing?
Yeah, that's exactly, like, but, seriously.
And I also told him the story about
when... My dad made them knock him out for his vasectomy.
Oh, for sure. I would, too. Anything
he's like, yeah, fuck you. I remember he told me that some big dude came in the room, and he's like, all right, I'm going to have to shave you up a little bit. And he's like, uh-uh, give me the razor. I'll do it myself. And he's like, the doctor said, either awesome. I do it or she does it. And it's this big, fat Russian woman. He's like... Here you go.
He's hairy like bear.
I know. He's like, you can do it. Anyway.
So, yeah.
The Valium shit.
I get all dressed and stuff. And
oh, okay. You're
yeah,
there.
We're past that.
Okay,
keep up,
sorry.
Keep up.
I was stuck on the Valium.
Valroids?
Yeah.
That sounds like
word.
A racist way to say... No, I don't know.
I don't even know.
So
sounds like hemorrhoids.
Kinda, right? It's hemorrhoids on steroids. It's... Hemorrhoid.
Yeah,
we fucking, you know, I do all the things, and they were like, wow, how are you cool right now? I'm like, I feel normal. I don't feel drowsy from the...
You weren't a little loopy at all when
no,
you first woke
I was
up?
Straight
you didn't
up,
feel kind of weird?
No, and I was so good, in fact, that I drove. I drove myself back home.
It's pretty crazy.
Illegal.
Well,
but,
did you
I
make
mean,
them give you pain meds when you woke up?
Yeah, he dropped like six 15 milligram oxycodones in a cup, and he's like, here. I'm like, cool, gulp, gulp. And then I ate, you know, the crackers.
Did you have an IV when you came out, or no?
Pardon?
Did you have an IV still in
yes,
you when
yes.
you came out?
When I woke up, I was like, you know, I'm cool. He's like, all right.
See, that's popped where you fucked up. You should have got it. You should have been like, I need some Dilaudid right now for this pain.
Thank well, I you. Wasn't in pain. Or withdrawals. So, I was cool.
Whatever, I lied to him.
Well, I didn't want to...
When I'm going through something
done,
like that, dude, I'm freaked out. I need something, you know?
I was more concerned with getting the fuck out of there. And if they would have gave me that, I would have been like, high again. I wanted to get home and get high on my own, you know, recognizance.
Yeah, okay.
But so, yeah, we you know, do all the...
He gave you 6 15 milligrams.
Yeah.
He didn't have
they
any,
knew,
like,
though,
fucking 30s laying around?
I went in and I was like, you know, I have a fucking badass tolerance. You're going to give me these and it's going to maybe stop my withdrawals. It's not going to do anything for the pain, so...
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was cool. So, you know, I get dressed and shit and I'm all good and take another leak and... Yeah, we go out, and I'm like, let me drive. My mom's like, okay.
Listen to poor Zofu. I get fucked up by half a dose of Tylenol PM. You faggot.
That's
sorry,
good.
Man.
I wish I could get fucked
That's
up with that.
That's a very cheap high.
If I want to get a high, I got to slam like 2 fucking 80 milligram
Yeah,
oxy.
No, dude. Actually, I'm totally jealous of you because I have a little bit of a tolerance. Nothing like yours. But it still takes more than Tylenol PM.
Horses have a tolerance like mine.
No, I don't at all. I think a horse tranquilizer maybe would get you high.
And a horse is a horse, of course, of course.
Maybe an elephant trank could do it. I don't know.
Yeah, so we, where'd we go? We fucking drove to Kalispell.
Which
I
is
did.
Like 15 miles away.
Dropped my mom off at the pharmacy so she could get my prescription filled. I drive over to the bank because, you know, I got my paycheck, cashed that, came, picked her up. Ended up having to go back to the doctor's office because the script he gave me, I'm thinking to myself, they're going to be closed all weekend, so I better do this now. And we ended up, that's when we ended up, I was on the jamhole.com/Twitter, I was texting, like, still waiting for the doctor, and Berger was like, have you not had your surgery yet, dude? Because it's like 6 hours
yeah,
later. What
I know,
the
right?
fuck? And I'm like, no, the doctor had a problem patient, as they call them, and a couple emergencies, which is weird because he's a urologist. Like, what kind of emergency?
People got problems with their dicks, man. You don't know.
It's probably like what we were talking about the other show about how people see a light socket and they're like, oh, my dick will fit in that. That
some
kind
people are dumb.
Emergency.
Or, you know, some people do have, you know, actual problems. So.
Berger says, Matt is being a good recovering addict. I am being good. And as soon as I'm done with what I have here, that's it. You know, back on the Suboxone.
Good.
I don't feel any pain right now. I don't feel much anything right now, honestly. But
well,
yeah, everything went good. And now that I know what to compare it to, the anticipation
is
the
deal.
Worst
just,
part.
Yeah, the surgery is not really a big deal, and it's good that you get it done, you know? It's
I get her done!
And, you know, and if it's something to do with, like, your abdomen and stuff, yeah, it's going to hurt for a little while and shit. You know, you're
going
to be
like I
immobile.
Said, that's a lot of nerves, a lot of Nickelodeon
Muscle,
guts, a lot of muscles, tendons,
he went through all
whatever.
The way through my fucking fascia, or whatever you want to call it, the shit that fucking thick membrane underneath your muscles and shit, the whole, no, I don't want that, thanks. But, no, I'm not a pussy. I'm just not a pothead.
Pussy. Huge pussy.
Give me a co-host, douche.
Dana is a huge pussy. Sorry. A little cough. I love you.
Right. But, like,
so much.
You know, he removed some shit and, like, poked around some shit, probably hit some nerves and shit.
Bird 35 says, smoke up, Danny.
No, I'm good.
And Burger says, so no matter how long you quit doing drugs, you will still have that high tolerance. Yeah,
yes.
Pretty much. The longer you do opioid analgesics like oxys and dilaudids and shit like that, after a while, it starts making permanent changes in your brain chemistry. So I have probably 3 times more open opiate receptors in my brain than a normal person would. So the Suboxone fills all those receptors, and anything on top of that passes through the brain-blood barrier and gets you fucked up. So yeah. I have a lot of, you know, receptors to fill initially before I can even get high, which is why, say, I IV 2 Oxycontin 80s, the first one is to fill all the receptors that are there. The second one is to flood the rest of the brain and get me fucked up.
That sucks, too.
It does
though.
Suck because it's a very expensive habit. Let me tell you something.
It's fucking... no way, dude. I couldn't imagine spending that much money just to get high. Unless it's on cocaine.
Back in the day when I was really bad in it, I was spending about $400 to $500 a week.
Oh,
on pills,
God.
Every Monday.
How did
I would
you
get
come up with that kind of money to even keep that going? The only way
hustling,
I ever found to do
hustling,
that...
Hustling, hustling,
seriously,
hustle,
that's
hustling.
The only way I ever found to do anything
it's
like
the
that.
Only
is
way you
I had to push coke, and what I did is I basically did the profit. Like,
and that sucks.
Like, I would take about half the profit, do that, the other half I would buy more coke.
Yep.
And just keep the cycle going. I would pay my bills and shit, or whatever ones I had back then, and I would just buy a shit ton more coke. You know, cut it to holy. I would, you know, save my stash.
Of course.
Cut the fucking
rest.
And
stomp the fuck out of. I hated people like
out.
You.
I didn't stomp it that bad.
Yeah.
That was,
right.
You know, ridiculous. I didn't.
Bullshit.
I wasn't mean about it, okay?
That's,
you know?
Yeah, that's good. That's respectable. I mean, we all got to make
I've,
money.
You know, I've done my own cut shit before, and it's not bad.
It sucks, don't it?
No. No, it wasn't bad at all. You could barely tell it was stepped on at all.
Really?
Yeah. I do it
that
right.
A girl.
But, it, you know, I respect people who want the nice, clean
well, that
high of cocaine.
You were doing that in Florida?
Yes.
You're not the only coke dealer in Florida. If someone gets shit from you and it's way too stomped on, they're going to walk a block down the street and get it from another dude. And they'll keep doing that until they find one that's like,
that's
this is the bomb shit.
Right. So, I mean, and you in order to get my profit enough to get more of it and do my own, I had to cut it a little bit. You know, I had to make it stretch so I could keep doing it. And, you know, I don't know. And eventually the reason why I kind of stopped here is because there was no more good shit coming through the valley anyway.
At all.
At all. It was all fucking disgusting, nasty shit that blocked up my whole head for like a week. But... Can you stop dancing in your jockstrap, please?
Stop asking me how my dick is.
I didn't
this
ask
one
you
was,
how your dick is.
This one's for Shazam.
Oh, she hasn't seen it yet. So, yes, this is Matt's awesome jockstrap. They had to put him in a man-sized diaper with, you know, the ass out. I wonder if... have you had to poop yet?
Negative Ghost
Since
Rider.
Since it's got, like, the jockstrap thing, are you just going to poop with it on?
I'm thinking about it. We'll see. I may not have to poop this week, but we'll see.
You're going to have poo on the jockstrap.
All right.
But
and
anyway.
Of course, if you guys have any more questions, that's about all we're going to cover for
you
the,
don't have
the
anything
surgery.
Else going on about it?
Email info@thejamhole.com, or if you want us to talk about it right now, thejamhole.com/feedback. We'll get your questions, and we'll answer them. Yes.
So you said that
Dana.
You were asking a bunch of questions to the doctor and stuff beforehand and shit. I'm kind of curious as to what all he said, what all you said and all that. Like, Did he say what type? It was a sebaceous cyst, right?
It was a sebaceous cyst. It looks like small little onions. He didn't cut into the cyst themselves, but they got sent a lab.
Okay,
and they will
ask about that.
They will see what they were consisting of on the inside. Make sure they're not cancerous, which I'm sure they're not. They'll see if there was an actual.
Are you gonna have a post op and shit and get your oncology report and get it?
Well,
all
yeah,
that
I gotta get the fucking stitches removed.
Oh yeah,
I do that.
Not dissolvable.
In about 7 to 10 days, they will. Excuse my face. They will open up the cyst and see if they found the hair that initially caused it.
Oh, cool.
They'll see, like I said, if there's any abnormal cells, all that kind of shit.
Cool. If they find the hair that did it, I want to see how long it is.
I want to frame that motherfucker, and then I will make an example of that hair and say, look, hairs! And if you try some shit like this again, this is you.
I'm
and
curious
then I'll
to
cut
see what comes
off.
Back from the lab and shit. I want to see, you know... Because my doctor thought my thing was a fucking cyst at first, you know, and it ended up being a tumor. It, you know, looks can be really deceiving. So I'm wondering if maybe he was like, yes, it looks exactly like a sebaceous cyst, but guess what? It's actually this. You know, I'm just curious. So.
Yep. Any other questions? TheJamHole.com.
Is your throat sore at all? Did he mention anything about that?
They said something about that before. They're like, you know, if your throat's sore, this is why. But no, I'm just fine.
They told you you're going to get a tube shoved down your throat?
Kind of.
I mean, kind of. Because when I told you here, you were like, oh my God, they did that?
I chose to listen to what I wanted to, and the rest I blocked out.
Because that's why there was tape in your hair. You know that, right?
Thank you. I do now. I didn't earlier. She's watching me, and I'm sitting here going like this.
You're rubbing your hair, trying to pick at
like,
something.
What the fuck is in my... Is that semen? I swear to God, that better not be my semen. Motherfucks. But then I go look in the mirror, and it's tape. And I'm like, how the fuck did tape get all the way up here in my hair? What the fuck is up with
and
that
And I
shit?
Had to remind you. I'm like, you remember after my surgery, I had a mark on my fucking
right.
cheek from tape.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
And I didn't even, it was like, you know,
thank you.
I forgot about what it was. And then I remembered, and I'm like, that's probably from where they, because the tube goes down your throat so far to open. Well, go ahead.
Berger says, oh, I thought you were talking about tape being in his pubes.
No.
No.
So they take a tube and they shove that all the way down your throat to
apparently.
Open your airways and keep it open because the machine has to fucking breathe for you.
That's word on the street.
And they hold you, because you can jerk and stuff while
doesn't
you're in
faze
anesthesia.
Me.
All
doesn't
right?
faze me now.
Well, you can move and stuff when you're under anesthesia and shit on accident. Like, it
right.
could be a twitch or whatever.
Well,
so they
like,
have to tape it to your fucking head so it doesn't move and you, it gets jarred around and, like, you know, it could damage your vocal cords and shit. So they tape it in place. So that's why you had, like, tape marks in your hair and shit. You might even have a tape mark on your face. You don't even know it. Because I didn't see mine until the next day. So.
I might. You never know.
Yeah, my throat was sore when I woke up. I didn't like it at all. It was not cool.
All right. And yeah, if you guys got any questions, thejamhole.com/feedback if you're listening live or if you're listening to the podcast version of this and you're curious, make a post at thejamhole.com/forums or email info@thejamhole.com and we'll discuss.
Did your doctor tell you how long it's going to be till you can fuck?
Negative ghostwriter.
What? They didn't tell you?
Well, you didn't fuck me before, so I didn't think it was a big deal. Just kidding. Happy birthday, Mike.
You talking to my dad?
Well, yeah, I was wishing your pops happy birthday.
After talking about
I hope
not
your guys'
you?
Fun was more fun than my last night of being able to fuck.
It Rick. Was.
I know.
Shut up.
All right, well...
I love my dad, you asshole.
Let's do some news before we call it an evening here. Got a hoarder
if
story.
We must.
Got another. And this one involves.
Do we have any more episodes of that? We should get some.
Hoarders?
Yeah, we should
we
watch.
We can sure
it.
As fuck find
those
some.
People are so disgusting.
Ever since we talked about it, I believe. Yeah, Dude was the first show I heard talk about it. I looked it up, listened to it, talked about it. And then after we did our show talking about it, like a week or two later, I hear a couple other big shows talking about it.
Really?
Pretty interesting. Just,
cool.
You know, saying. And, yeah.
They're ahead of the game there a little bit then.
A little bit, but.
It's kind of nice to know.
One of the people in one of those shows, their mother is a huge fucking hoarder. Like, wow. Bad news. Has been for, like, 50 years. Yeah, dude. Like, fucking nuts.
My mom's not a hoarder. I think she's just... I think she's more along the lines titled of a pack rat.
The Amham says, you think you could get it up right now? I think I could try to.
And
it'd
probably
see?
Hurt like hell.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Totally kidding.
I think my mom is under the title of a pack rat rather than
okay.
a hoarder.
Well, this house had 115 sad... pedigree, meow. Kitty cats, sad kittens, Pennsylvania.
You know, up on my parents' place, there was a house that had over 100, and it was like 120-some cats in the house. And because the house, they got all the cats and shit out and evicted the person that was living there.
Of course.
But the house stunk so bad of urine,
yeah.
of ammonia.
Yeah.
They couldn't get the smell out. They had people out there working on it because they wanted to try and sell the house and...
Look, I taught the cat how to fetch rubber bands. Now she's got it.
Oh, my God.
Finally. But, like, I threw that 3 days ago, and now you're playing fetch? Fuck you.
But it was so bad, and they were trying to actually, you know, they had it turned over to the state, and the state was trying to sell it. They were trying to refurbish it and ship it.
Kind of like
get
that
the smell
episode
out.
We saw.
Right. But yeah. You know what they had to do?
They demolish the fucking
they
house?
They had to burn it down.
No shit.
Because it was so bad. That's just fucked up.
So, Audubon, Pennsylvania, a woman is being charged with animal hoarding. That's, I think, honestly, that's the worst kind.
That
is animal
the worst
hoarding.
Kind because then you neglect the animal.
Exactly. Materials, whatever, that's all trash. But these were or are
these
living
are
animals.
These are living creatures that don't deserve to live lives like that.
Authorities were at the home of Jean Coade. In the 2000 block of Berkeley Road, they brought out the 115 cats and El Dos Dogos, two dogs.
Were they the herders?
Non-Spanish-speaking citizens of Jamholia.
They were the cat herders.
Probably. The Pet Adoption and Life Care Society, or PALS, said it obtained access to the animals in August in what a Delaware County SPCA investigator described as a, quote, hoarder situation.
Ugh.
They were tipped off after Coady showed up at the Delaware County SPCA with a cat she wanted euthanized. It was in such deplorable shape, they said.
Don't neglect
your
fucking cats.
Can you fix this?
You know, when I was in Florida, I wanted to work at a cat shelter because I felt so bad for them. Oh my God, what's the cat doing? Okay, our cat is now being retarded. Leave her alone!
No, that's bad because that cable, that plug-in comes out, we lose everything. She cannot get back there. And she almost pulled it out.
Maybe we should put something back there.
We need better outlets, landlord.
No, we should get, like, cardboard or something.
Well, usually I don't have the couch pushed up so far. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Powell said many of the animals suffered from parasites and skin problems, but the biggest problem was starvation. Pals took the most seriously ill cats out of the house during their August inspection and at the time decided the rest could be temporarily cared for at the Coady home under their supervision. Because you've been caring for them under your supervision so awesomely
I
up
know,
until
right?
now. Good idea, RESPCA.
Dude, I used to watch the fucking SPCA shows and stuff, and I would seriously
what was
start
that one
crying.
Called? Animal 911 or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, Animal 911,
something
like that.
That,
or Animal Rescue, 911 Animal Rescue,
that,
or
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that, or like you know, whatever.
But the neglect continued. Authorities say, "Oh, duh, duh, it had her. You fucking idiots! No shit! Wow." Unbelievable. That blows my fucking mind, dude.
God, shit like that makes me cry.
So they showed up on Wednesday to take all of the animals. The PSPCA may file criminal charges depending on what turns up when the animals are examined.
Probably all emaciated and like just four, like balding with ticks and just...
Four of the cats are in critical condition. Now they are hoping to find new homes for the cats once they are healthy. Breeds found include Siamese, Persian, Ragdoll, Balinese, wow. Himalayan, and Maine Coon.
Oh my God.
The Maine Coon is a black cat.
There's actually a cat that I really want. It's a certain breed. It's, she's in the bedroom, Matt. Could you please stop hunting for the cat? We're in the middle of a show.
I'm sorry, but if she got back there again, we would lose the show.
She wasn't going back
there.
She's
locked in the bedroom until now.
Anyway, but there's a certain type of cat. It's actually printed like a leopard, and it's kind of a long cat. It's longer than a normal
the
cat.
The urban cougar?
No. It's longer than a regular cat, and it's got leopard prints on it. Zofu, I can't remember the exact name of it.
Zofu has a good point. Just kill them and burn them for fuel. It's not worth the trouble.
No, that's bunnies,
I fully
you
agree.
Asshole.
You take these people, and you just burn them for fuel. Fully
I think
agree
he's talking
with
about the cats, and if he is, I'm going to kick him in the balls.
Or the cats.
No,
I mean,
frozen bunnies work
if
better.
If they're past and that, you use multiple things.
But anyway, if I ever find a cat that is that breed,
I will burn it for fuel.
Those cats are worth so much money. They're so gorgeous.
Or sell them.
They're beautiful. I want one.
Shazam
says, my neighbor breeds those cats. Send me one.
Send us none, is what she meant to say. Excuse my face. None.
Preferably 6 weeks
old. Now they're hoping to find new homes for the cats once they're healthy. Breeds found include what I just read. Oh, the Maine Coon. Is that a black cat?
Uh-huh.
Anyone interested in supporting or adopting these cats is urged to visit the PAL's website or to call 610-299-1860. Meanwhile, the township code officer also showed up with the police to make sure the house is habitable. And to see if they could cash in on some of that hoarder's reality TV money. I found it. Herda. It's my money. Herda. And yeah, that fucking good job, humans. Holla if you hear me.
At least none of them died, though, because like when I watch that animal, like, you know, rescue animal SPCA shit, like you go into this place and there's like pit bulls that are just beat the fuck up and emaciated and starving and missing a leg and cats that are dead under the couch and just ripped apart and
the
it makes
ham.
Me cry. And there's like kittens sucking on the titty of a dead mommy cat. Yep. It freaks me out.
The ham says, you should not be thinking about pussy right now, Matt.
No, you should not.
That I fully agree with you. All right, well, moving on here, we got a little jam hole update. If you remember, quite a long time ago, there's an episode called Cheesecake Factory, in whereas we read a story about a dude that worked at the Cheesecake Factory with a couple other dudes, and they raped his ass in the freezer, fridge? I don't know. So, this just came out. The restaurant chain Cheesecake Factory will pay $345,000 to 6 male employees who said they were sexually harassed and assaulted by other male employees at the restaurant. Would you? For $500,000, I think I would get assaulted and sexually harassed for $500,000.
Yeah.
And you pay all my bills, my hospital bills and shit. That you gotta have that as part of it, you know. The payment settles a lawsuit filed in 2008 by the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which claimed that Cheesecake Factory knew about and tolerated repeated sexual assaults against the men by a group of other men who worked in the kitchen. Classic case of men, the chefs, the cooks, if you will, sexually harassing the little faggy male servers.
Yeah, we do that.
That will happen. Sydney Greathouse, Vice President of Legal Services for California-based Cheesecake Factory, Inc., denied the allegations. Of course he did. The consent... you fucking ad! It keeps, like... fuck you, Bedmart. Veterans Day was, like, last week. Fuck. Or, no, wait, it was, like, 2 days ago. Never mind. You fucking whore bag. The consent decree assigns no liability, but allows the company to avoid further expense of litigation, he said. Four men filed charges with the EEOC, Bryce Fitzpatrick, Albert Miller, Jesse DeJong, and Michael Wilson, all huge fags. Thank you, ad. Two others, John Andrews and Julio Munoz, joined the class action. Of course. You're going to pay us for this shit? Fuck yeah, I'm all in. The EEOC said the evidence overwhelmingly showed that the abusers touched the victims inappropriately, made sexually charged remarks, and forced the victims into incidents of simulated rape. Would you go through that $500,000?
Fuck yeah.
They got $345,000. Would you do it for that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right on.
I could definitely use some money.
If I remember properly from the original story we read, I think it involved an air gun going up some dude's anus.
Shooting it, too?
Like, yeah, if someone could look up on thejamhole.com in the search thing, search for Cheesecake Factory, and see if you can find that story. I'm just curious if that's what it was. Victims complained to managers who never stopped the abusive behavior, the agency said. One accuser called Chandler police, who investigated but never filed charges. Yeah, you guys are fucked. If the cops came out and never filed charges, you guys are fucked for sure. The decree calls for the Cheesecake Factory to train its employees about sexual harassment. This is an air gun. This is a server's anus. Do you, A, insert into the anus and pull the trigger? Or do you, B, why the fuck do you have an air gun at work?
Right.
You fuck. Jesus Christ. So, yeah, that fucking sucks for everyone that works there. Like, on top of having a shitty fucking job, you're a server. You hate yourself and your life.
Hey, I was a server before, dude. It's
you
not...
hated yourself.
No, I didn't.
I'm pretty
I made
sure
a shit ton
did.
Of money.
Because I'm pretty sure you did.
No. I didn't. I was really good at what I did, and I made a lot of money of it, and I ended up becoming a manager because I was awesome.
Shazam says the air gun story was elsewhere. India, I think. All right, well, never mind. All right, moving on. We are doing some pretty amazing things with technology. A man whose bowel was damaged in a motorcycle crash has been fitted with a bionic bottom that enables him to go to the toilet using a remote control.
What?
I have a remote control for when I have to go potty. You know, it would be awesome if someone hacked the RF signal the remote control emits and just made him go to the bathroom wherever.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up. Fucking awesome.
Oh, I found pictures of the Maine Coon kittens.
Oh,
I
fantastic.
I posted a link in the chat. They're super cute.
I'll maybe email that to me and I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah,
for the
I'll
people.
Go ahead and do
Not
that real
chat.
Quick for you.
The Jed Galvin was given just hours to live by doctors when he was ripped in half by his motorcycle fuel tank after a car pulled out in front of him going 45. Good job, drivers. Female driver, perhaps, doing her makeup.
Probably.
Perhaps. Just throwing it out there. They took a muscle from above his knee, not his high knee, actually, wrapped it around his sphincter. You said sphincter. That's your butthole muscle. I'm sorry. I am a little loopy.
I can tell.
That would be funny even if I was sober, though. Come on. And attached electrodes to the nerves, which are operated by remote control. He carries the palm-sized device in his pocket. Let's hope it's not, like, a palm device.
Right.
Because that would just malfunction all over the place, and the battery life would be shit. Whoa! Come on! he simply presses a button to open his bowls. I think you meant to
what?
Say bowels.
Yes, bowels.
When he wants to
help.
Go to the toilet. The father of two, Barnsley, Yorkshire, said, quote, "When I want to go to the loo, I use the remote control. Quote, it's like a chubby little mobile phone. You switch it on and off, just like switching on the telly." I feel bad for you, dude, when your kids figure out that the telly remote control makes you pee and poo. fuck. They call me the man with the bionic bottom, but that doesn't bother me. I shit
that
on you.
That would bother me.
I shit on you! This is the guy.
I shit on you.
Oh, Keith Malley. You're awesome. Quote, "My gratitude to the surgeons is endless because what they have done is a miracle." Mr. Galvin's horrific incident took place on October 16th, 05, while he was riding his Kawasaki 750 near his home. The IT manager crashed when a car pulled out in front of him, sending him flying 20 yards down the road. He suffered a detached retina in both eyes, a fractured pelvis and vertebrae, and broke his left foot, right leg, both wrists, and an ankle.
And an ankle.
And his sphincter.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Mr. Galvin's injuries were so extensive that doctors did not expect him to survive, and his brother, a priest, read the last rites as his wife and two children stood vigil by his bedside. Hey, you remember that that saying, something about the fat lady. And
when the fat lady sings.
Speaks. Yeah. Or, yeah, she sings. It ain't over till that fat bitch sings, dude.
Oh.
So, yeah, this just kind of goes on and on, you know, a little fluff piece about his life and shit. But that's pretty cool that we have the technology to make
to
you...
be able to remote control poo.
Yes, remote control poo. There we go. Fucking amazing. All right, well, moving on from this. Did you hear the one about... I don't even know how to do that. Anyway, opening arguments began Tuesday afternoon in the murder trial of a Queens man charged with killing two men over a drug deal gone horribly wrong. Then he chopped up their bodies and buried them in Corum. Not Corum, Montana.
I was going to say, I'm like, that's a little close to home. What the fuck?
He wouldn't have got caught if he would have, though.
Right? There's nothing out there.
Darren Lynch, 29, of Middle Village, faces first degree and second degree murder charges in the deaths of Joseph Odier, 35, of Miller Place, and Jero Santos, El Jero Santos, 22, of Washington Heights. Lynch will be tried along with an alleged accomplice, James R. Wall, 30, of Corum, who is charged with second-degree murder and kidnapping. So here's what happened. Lynch became angry on July 16th, back in 08, when Odierno Santos and a third man sold him fake blank. Fake blank.
I don't know. Drugs.
Right? What kind?
Cocaine.
Cocaine, abso-fucking-lutely. If someone sold you fake cocaine... would you kill them and chop them up and...
maybe not kill them, but I would definitely get my money back or real cocaine.
So what if they were like, no, man, I don't know you.
I'd probably kick them in the balls until they finally said, can I get you your coke?
You would still... really, you would still trust them to give you drugs and they're not going to be laced with something that kills you.
Or
really?
I would probably fight for my money.
You would be the
likely.
Worst drug dealer ever. Or right, not dealer,
I was a pretty
but,
good one.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, the trial is being set by a state Supreme Court justice. So, Lynch and Wall abducted the men and held them at gunpoint while driving to Washington Heights in a failed attempt to find the dealer who sold them the bogus coke. The third man, whom police did not identify, escaped. Lynn shot Odierno and Santos in his Queens apartment on July 17th, chopped up the bodies using a power saw and hacksaw. Oh, man. I'm willing to bet he didn't actually have the room all plasticked up and, you know, had the guard. Like,
yeah.
He didn't probably do it very professionally, I'm going to guess. Lynch then packed their body parts in plastic bags and bins and buried them at his mommy's house in Corum and in a nearby sump. What's a sump?
I have...
like a sewage?
You
like
got
a leech?
Me, dude.
It's probably like a leech pit, I bet.
A leech pit?
Yeah, like up at my mom's house in that thing there, that's the leech pit. Grass grows so fucking tall there
understand.
In the summer.
What do you mean a leech pit?
Some houses have septic tanks. And sometimes they'll have a thing called a leech pit, and it puts all of the septic stuff into this thing, and it goes back into the ground, it fertilizes.
It's a drainage field.
Basically, yeah, yeah,
because that's
exactly.
What I have, that's what my mom and dad have. Because
yeah.
They have a septic tank, and
exactly.
Then you know that mound right almost yep. Across the road, that's the drainage field.
Or a leech
pit. And the
pit.
Grass grows really fucking tall.
Yeah, yeah, dude. And it's kind of, it's yeah, it's weird,
it's wicked,
man.
Like, you can't walk through it. You have to, like, take, like, hedge clippers out there when you go walking out there. If you shoot a deer out there, fuck, man.
Yeah, right. So they buried...
it's not just grass, it's like huge thistles and shit, too.
He buried the body at his mom's house, which is pretty awesome. And then his live-in girlfriend, Leah Reynolds, who's 22, pleaded guilty in May to charges of weapons possession and hindering prosecution. She's expected to testify at the trial. Reynolds helped hide the guns Lynch used to kill the victims at her mom's home in Holtsville. Wow, guys. Like, leave your parents alone. You know, that's fucking retarded. All right, let's see here. Let's do one more story.
Sure.
Can we do one more?
Yeah. What?
All right, we're gonna do
two. Are
you
just checking the time?
So you know who Beaker is?
No.
From the Muppets.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
Well, a new four-letter word has some teenagers in Danvers afraid they might get their mouths washed out with soap. Do we still do that? Do we still wash kids' mouths out with soap? Because you have a dirty mouth, and the only thing that cleans a dirty mouth is soap. Derp-a-derp. It had hurt. That sucks, dude. The word? What is this word? This four-letter word?
I don't know.
Meep.
Meep?
Meep.
M-E-E-P.
Yep. Meep. Meep.
Why does that have anyone questioning anything? He said that at all through since I was a kid.
Remember Beaker? Some say it was the Roadrunner.
Meep. Meep, 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 meep. Was it meep, meep, or was it beep, beep?
Meep, no, it's meep, meep, meep. It has no real meaning, obviously. In fact, according to the Urban Dictionary, it's the most versatile word in the English language. That's how we roll. Meep, meep, motherfucker.
Meep, 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 meep.
Quote, it really has no meaning at all, said Danvers High School student Taylor Allen.
Yeah.
Quote, it can mean anything you really want it to, added her friend Stacy Coate. But Danvers High School principal Thomas Murray doesn't care who started it. He just doesn't want to hear it on school grounds.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude,
that
I'm
is so
serious.
Stupid.
What a douche.
Are you going to tell me that I can't say something like meep?
How
are,
about are I say, maybe, go fuck
go
yourself.
Fuck yourself. That, yeah,
how's
do you
that?
Like that? I'll
There's
just
a,
do that then.
That's my favorite four-letter word. Fuck. Followed by your. Followed by self. Three of my favorites. And then, let's see. Murray called every student's home with an automated message and sent out a mass email banning the word from school. What's your beef, dude? Did your parents not let you watch The Muppets when you were a kid? And now you're pissed?
Probably.
Like, what the fuck? Who gives a shit? If that's the least of your fucking worries, congrats, dude. You're doing a great fucking job. Fucking A, dude. Here's what the message said. Quote, please be advised that any student who has the letters meep on their clothing or uses the word verbally will face suspension from school.
That is so
The police are monitoring this situation as well. The police? Really? That's what it says.
Yeah.
Students are using the word in all sorts of contexts with all sorts of meanings. We asked if it was code for something menacing, but students said, no.
No.
Students said, are you fucking meep? Are you meeping me? No, don't
are
meep
me. Are you meeping me? Don't meep me.
Don't meep me.
You don't know who you're meeping.
You don't know who you're meeping meep meep. It's like Marklar. Another South Park reference for you. Quote, I think it's stupid to actually get suspended for saying meep, said student Mike Mazzola. Some say the students were using the word to taunt a specific teacher. Uh-oh. Was he a science teacher, perhaps? Did he maybe look like a Beaker? Or maybe he looked like Bunsen, little fat, bald, kind of yellowish.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, dude, that would be. I would totally meet me. Either I'm getting loopy or that's just ridiculously funny. All right. Well, quote, they would just walk by and just yell meep, said Alan. Whatever it means must be pretty bad, said mother Stephanie Morrissey, who's told her daughter not to say it at school. I bet that conversation was the most you've talked to your kid all fucking in the past 2 years at least.
Probably.
Whatever it means, it must be pretty bad. It's a word. Oh, it must be horrible. I suck at being a mother. Fuck. Quote, if that word is off limits, then it's not to come out of her mouth. Yeah, you should see some of the things going in her mouth. Oh, come on. Dick is what I meant. WBZ tried to contact Principal Murray to find out more about why he banned the word, but we did not hear back from him. What a meep. His letter said it was more about respect and appropriate conduct in school. WBZ also reached out to the school committee, the town administrator, and the superintendent of schools for comments,
but
they have all refused.
Of course.
That sucks, dude. This paper actually tried. They're like, what the fuck do you guys think of this? Yeah, we're not going to, we don't talk about that here. the word that cannot be named or whatever. How does that go?
Something like that.
All right. And last story before we get the fuck out of here, call it a night. Louisville, Kentucky. A 9-hour SWAT standoff.
What happened?
Ended early Friday morning when an armed man surrendered and led officers inside a home in the 1700 block of Cypress Street. When police searched the home, they found...
What?
A badly decomposed body.
Nice!
Police said 88-year-old Sina Harris died 6 months ago.
Holy shit.
And was left to decompose in her bed while her son continued to live in the house.
Wait, did we do this story before?
Have we?
I don't think so. Sounds very familiar. There was a son that left his fucking grandmother or something in the bed after she died because he couldn't afford the coffin and funeral arrangements yet, and he was putting it off until he could. That sounds really familiar, Matt.
Sorry, Cottonmouth King's up in this piece.
Okay. Do you remember that story?
I remember that story, but I don't believe that is this one.
Okay. Well, go on then.
So, her son, Julius Harris, faces two felony charges. One for abusing a corpse. Uh-oh. Is that the kind of abusing that ends you up on the sexual predator list?
Yeah.
And another for theft by deception. Perhaps this is. Thursday, police went to the house around... No, this just happened.
Okay.
This just totally revised. This is another one.
Wow. I mean, times are weird.
Hey, times are tough.
Yeah,
I guess it
is. It is fucking expenses for, you know... Oh, Walmart sells coffins now, so they're not that expensive.
I heard that. I definitely heard that.
Oh, God.
Thursday, police went to the house around 5:30 p.m. to check the welfare of Sina Harris. Julius Harris answered the door with a gun to his head. That man locked himself inside the home. SWAT teams eventually made phone contact with the Harris and persuaded him to surrender just before 2 a.m. Friday morning. Why does it say with the Harris?
I don't know.
Kind of a weird way to phrase it. Police then arrested Julius Columbus Harris, who's 52. Quote, "It shocks the conscience of what a normal person would do," said Louisville. Oh, it's in Kentucky. That's why they're...
All fucked up
the way they're right. Hit her. Free hat. Free hat.
Oh, my God.
My last South Park reference for the night, promise. Harris left
free
his mother.
Free hat?
Free hat. Free hat.
Wait.
You don't get it?
I don't remember that.
Well, tough shit.
I remember
shit.
A free hat from Family Guy, but not
no,
from South Park.
This is South Park. Thanks, though.
Oh, well.
Quote, "It just appears she was left as is, sleeping in the bed, nothing done further to her. She was just left in that condition," the cop said. According to arrest records, Harris told police his mother died the Friday before Mother's Day. An autopsy performed Friday revealed she had heart disease and likely died of natural causes. Police said Harris, who lived with his mother, never told anybody and just left her in her bed. Quote, "We've counted 7 whole months. What could he have possibly been doing to not report that to anybody or anybody else in his family?" said the neighbor.
No shit, right?
Right? Like, at the very least, it fucking stinks in here. Hit her.
Uh-huh.
But, fuck, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting. It's, you know, Louisville, Kentucky, or Atlanta. And I can say that because I've been there. I lived in Paducah. Gotta say, there's some pretty ladies I fucked while in Paducah, Kentucky. She was a model. She was like, and I know that sounds ridiculous. Like, you're in Kentucky and you found a model. She was a model for, like, these little stupid-ass local billboards they had in their little shithole town. She was like, "I'm the whatever perfume chick." I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
Let's fuck. It had hurt her. According to police, Harris, who was unemployed, of course, used his deceased mother as his primary source of income. Nice! Times are tough, dude! Fucking getting gouged, man! Getting gouged still! That is beautiful. Quote, "He continued to write checks and cash checks she was receiving from different agencies and companies. Hater. It's strange because I was just telling my friends that I hadn't seen her in so long. I said she could be inside that house because nobody really knew what happened to her. And I was just kidding," said Cantrell. Julia Harris, or Julius, I called him Julia. Julius Harris is expected in court next week, but he probably won't show up.
Yeah, probably not.
If convicted on both charges, he could face up to 10 whole years in jail. Funeral arrangements are being made for Sina Harris. And that is it for that story. I believe we got a voicemail or
I think we got a couple
here.
I think some people care about your penis.
Hey, Matthew, this is Linda calling you again about the quantum biofeedback. I thought maybe I might have left a message.
Nope,
okay, sorry, my bad. That was the old one. Did you guys enjoy that phone call?
I very much enjoyed that phone call.
I sure did. All right, here's the only voicemail we got tonight, and action.
Hey, the jam hole, this is Cookie. I was wondering what you guys were doing for No Shave November, if that was going on or anything. Because it's pretty important. I think you guys should at least address it for sure. All right, have a good one. Bye.
Fucking A, Cookie. Thank you so much. I totally fucking forgot about that. No Shave November, bros.
No Shave November?
Yep, and it's not too late because I don't believe I've shaved since it's been November. Oh shit, yeah. It's kind of like halfway through November. I'm an idiot. Well, starting now, I will absolutely participate in No Shave November. And basically what it is, you can Google it, No Shave November. At the beginning of every November, what you're supposed to do is stop shaving.
Could you please just not do
no?
That?
Yeah, no. All right.
Unless you want me to stop shaving.
Hey, it's No Shave November, bro, Safina.
Like, I'll just grow a jungle in my pants.
Oh, God, that would be so hot, dude. My little hairsuit slizza.
You're fucking lying.
It's not... No, I maybe get off to that a little bit here and there, perhaps, huh? Maybe? No? Yes? Hmm? Anyone?
Bueller? No.
Anyone? Bueller? Anyone? Bueller?
No.
Anyone?
Please
Bueller?
Shave your face.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much once again for being with us, joining us for this beautiful Friday night episode of The Jam Hole, your favorite podcast, Montana's best podcast. We fucking rock the cat box.
We rock
reals.
The cat box.
If you guys ever want to talk to us, there's many, many ways. Email us info@thejamhole.com or just check out thejamhole.com or thejamhole.net. Fucking A.
Jamhole.net?
Yep. Thejamhole.com/Twitter. It's my Twitter. Thejamhole.com/Danny. That's her Twitter. DANNI. Thejamhole.com/YouTube. Check out all our videos. Rate them. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Actually, I haven't
Leave
spit
us
this,
comments.
I haven't spit this one out on the show. If you guys want to check out my personal MySpace.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean,
no,
a lot
I
of
know.
People have MySpace
I'm
and stuff. And that's actually what I use all the time. If you guys try and contact me on Facebook, that's just not going to happen because I fucking hate that site. Nothing really against it. I'm a MySpace fan personally. If you guys want to check me out on MySpace, it's InkSlinger41986 at MySpace.com.
Wow. Make it a little fucking harder, dude.
Well, I
Jesus
set that up
Christ.
A long time ago when I was still in my shop tattooing. So,
right,
it's MySpace.com/InkSlinger41986.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that. You guys can always leave us messages, 406-204-4687. Or got P, whatevs, thejamhole.com/Facebook. We got Stumble accounts. We got fucking, we got
YouTube
everything.
Accounts.
Thejamhole.com/250. Go get the 250 episode, $5 until the end of the year. And then the price will probably be going up some. So make sure you get that. You can watch the trailer there. Thejamhole.com/store. We got some Jamhole shirts stickers still. We got fucking Jamhole shirts left. Help us out. Support the show. I had surgery. She's got surgery. Her surgery video should be up sometime in the near future. So huge thanks to Keith McNally at KeithCourage.com for that. Thanks to everyone else who supported us. We love you guys. We couldn't do it without you for sure. We'll be back Monday for episode 272. El Dos 70 Dos.
70 Dos.
Until then, enjoy your penis.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.